Introduction. Most people don't pick up a book on conversation because they're hoping to become the life of the party. They pick it up because something quieter, but persistent, keeps showing up. A hesitation when talking to someone new. That strange mental fog that rolls in halfway through a sentence. A subtle sense that connection, somehow, is supposed to be easier than this. Maybe you've felt it. That odd pause after you speak. The extra effort it takes just to sound natural. The way you walk away from a conversation replaying your words, wondering what could have landed better or what you never managed to say at all. This isn't a book about being smooth. It's not about dazzling people or performing your way into connection. It's about learning how to show up as yourself, with a little more awareness, a little less second-guessing, and a deeper sense of what actually makes conversations come alive. Because beneath the awkward pauses, beneath the overthinking and the self-conscious rewinds, there's usually something simpler going on. Most of us were never shown how connection actually works. Nobody pulled us aside and said, "Hey, here's how a quiet hello can open a door," or "Here's why small talk done right isn't empty, but essential." You won't find scripts here. No clever one-liners to memorize, no pressure to become someone you're not. What you will find is something gentler, a shift in how you see conversations, how you step into them, and how you hold space for someone else to do the same. These aren't tips or tricks. They're slow changes in posture, subtle shifts in how you listen, how you respond, how you carry yourself when nothing flashy is required, just presence. This is about learning to speak not from anxiety, but from steadiness. About noticing the quiet invitations tucked inside ordinary moments and building the confidence to say yes to them with warmth, curiosity, and ease. If you've ever felt like real connection was just out of reach, like something you missed the memo on or weren't naturally wired for, you're not alone. And you're not broken. You just needed a different way in. And that's where we'll begin.